Ah, yes. Welcome to the Morning Mix Podcast. What an enjoyable morning of Shark Tank ideas we didn't know we needed.
Right. I mean, just think, someone is sitting on a beach right now because they put a rock in a box. Called it a pet. And you just use that all day.
And all we want is a clear toaster. That and more coming. Plus, blind date horror stories, which are always enjoyable.
Yep.
None of us had one, luckily, thankfully. Violetta got close, but not a full blind date. It was a blindfolded day. It was a whole thing. That and those relationship bad habits that might end in a breakup.
Yeah, you know, you pick your, well, you chew your toenails off, right?
Oh, golly, yeah.
You know that person.
Yeah, we know him. It ain't us, but it might end at the end of your relationship and you mix top six. All that and more right now on the Morning Mix Podcast. We said text us at 60123. What is your Shark Tank idea? Because millions and millions of Americans right now are unhappy at work. And 48% of them are feeling unmotivated by their current job, so they're thinking of big ideas. But the big hang-up is that they don't have financial backing, and there's a big fear of failure. So they got the idea, they're kind of afraid to put it into action. So we said, text us, what's your Shark Tank idea? This is my favorite of everything we've ever gotten before. There are some awesome ones in here.
Oh, good.
Okay? Right off the top, I want to make a series of sweat ass covers for the golf cart because I get really frustrated when my thighs stick to that seat on hot summer days.
Oh,
totally understand that. Yep. Been there. Christmas tree lights that individually clip on so that you can add more lights to areas that are more visible.
Oh,
so
look
not
at that.
A string of lights, just a light.
I always hate that. I will be
those
so meticulous.
Gaps.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also meticulous. And then at the bottom, I've got like a ball of the leftover like 15 lights I didn't need. I'm hiding them behind like a bush or a planter. Love that one. This is from an 847. I want to make hot dogs and hot dog buns with the same exact amount in each package.
Oh, yep.
Steve Martin, Father of the Bride.
Yep.
He desperately wants that.
Age-old debate.
Yeah.
A double-lidded peanut butter jar. A jar opening on both ends. So when you get to the bottom of the jar, you just open the bottom of the jar.
Great. Because, like you always get it all over your hand, no matter how long the knife is, and you can't get to the bottom.
Be allowed to call your friends at Skippy and get that in the action.
Right away.
Smart.
I forgot the name that we came up with for this, but it was basically a way for strip club dancers to get paid without having to touch the actual money. So Venmo.
Right.
Are we good?
For strippers.
And I'm sorry, can I scan the QR code on your hip? What is that? Okay, great. We're good?
I think trying to put the money in the G-string is part of the experience.
It's part of the experience, right?
It's supposed to be.
What's your Venmo?
Can so it's like, it's like IOU. Yeah. Because then they don't have to actually touch the money, and then they exchange it in later. So it's like a casino. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Okay.
A 630 wants to invent an app for the zoo that will alert you about the animals. So you can set it to alert you when the animals will be active and when the exhibits are less crowded. Brookfield Zoo, get on this.
Yeah.
Okay. And Lincoln Park Zoo, we went to Zoo Lights, and I was like, where are these guys at?
Yeah.
It was I mean, it's cold also, so I get it.
And they're tired.
And they're tired. We did go late.
The lights have to be on.
But I feel like no matter what, you always get when everyone is sleeping. And you're like, at some point, you know this lion, like, does move.
Right.
You
1,000%.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I go to the zoo, any zoo across the country that we've ever been to, because my dad loves zoos. So as kids, when we'd go on vacation, he'd be like, there's a zoo here. And we'd go to the zoo.
Oh, zoos are great.
I feel like I never saw animals. I don't know. All right. From an 815, brilliance. It's alive. I want to create a see-through toaster so you never burn your toaster bagel ever again.
Oh, good idea.
Why doesn't this exist?
That'd be brilliant, right? Yeah. Just like make it out of like, I don't know, acrylic, right? Just make it clear.
Like Mac could do it. Like their original, you know, Macintosh look, but a toaster.
But a toaster. Yeah, the iMac, the old iMac. Yeah, that's right. See the brain of the computer. From 317, good morning. My name is Dan.
Hey, thanks,
Dan.
Hi, good
to
see you. My idea would be underwear with a carbon fiber filter that would filter out any flatulent smells.
I feel like this it
does
exist.
It's got to exist, right? I know there's a pad you can sit on that'll suck it up.
There is?
What?
Yeah. Oh, Merry Christmas to all three of you. It's coming. You just wait.
I'm shocked how much you know about it.
Well, you know, when you blow, you know. You know what I mean? So you guys just wait. December 25th, a special treat for all of you. Okay? Those are your Shark Tank ideas. Honestly, there are a couple. That double-lidded peanut butter jar and that see-through toaster, go to the show.
Yeah.
Go to the show.
Yeah.
Because QVC, that woman from QVC.
Lori Greiner.
Done, right? I think she'd get right behind that.
Oh, I think totally. So.
And the see-through toaster, you could get the company that's making them. They just have to replace the outside, and you're ready to go.
Right.
Right?
Maybe we don't want to see what's inside a toaster.
You could be right, y'all. The crumbs.
The crumbs.
Because when you burn an everything bagel, everybody knows.
Oh,
and they know it for days.
Yep.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, Ted Lasso's Brett Goldstein, our beloved Roy from the show, appears opposite fellow grouch Oscar in a newly released clip from Sesame Street. So Brett might not have much to say in the clip, but you can totally pick up on his adorable grumpiness.
That's all he can say on that show.
That's it.
I mean,
outside of that. Nope. He can't get away with much else on there. Yeah, his favorite letter is F. So he can't.
For sure. Even his name. You know, how are you going to say his full name?
You can't.
They're F and U, and he really can't put those together on Sesame Street.
Exactly. So everyone's looking forward to that. Obviously, it's not out yet. That's just a little clip. But he is going to be on this year, so everyone's excited. Mm. In at number two, McDonald's Sprite is trending, and people are very excited about this as well. People are talking about how intense it is. The comments and the memes attached to the thread are some of these. It burns your throat so good. I love it. It hurts your chest worse than drinking vodka straight. And last but not least, some saying the real ones know that McDonald's Coke is the real undefeated champion in taste.
Yes.
As far as it goes, I have an insider, but also this is on the...
I have an insider?
I do.
I
got a guy. And they've told me, which is, you can look it up out there, the double carbonation is what has to do with the secret sauce there. And also their syrup for Coke is already refrigerated before they put it in the machines, so it adds to the flavor taste.
Wow, man.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. Trade secrets.
I
Good
love
luck
it.
Topping that with number one.
Right.
I know, right? Why did I not do that
who ordered
at number
this?
One? In at number one, Rihanna in the news a couple of weeks ago, we learned that her and BF ASAP Rocky are expecting a baby, which led to a bunch of people saying, oh no, now we're never going to get new music from Rihanna. To which Rihanna is saying, my pregnancy is not going to stop me from releasing new music. To which everyone else is saying, then what is?
Right. What's right. the deal?
Bring us the new tunes, man.
And someone apparently accused her of like, are we going to get lullabies now? And she was like, oh my God, my fan base would kill me if I released lullabies.
But also, Riri's lullabies are probably dope.
Yeah, but I'd also listen to it.
When was the last time she had a new song?
It's like 12 years, 10 years, it's been a while.
Well, we've survived this long.
Oh, man. Ouch.
Shots fired from the newsroom.
We've survived.
He's getting squeakier.
We're all doing fine.
Yes, we are. That was your flash briefing.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Good news, Tinder users. Tinder is now introducing a new blind date feature, which to me is kind of funny because kind of in a sense, Tinder was always kind of a blind date.
You know what I mean?
Like, you kind of know them, but...
Yeah.
So their new feature, you'll have to log on to the Explore section of your Tinder app, only available from 6 p.m. to midnight. All right. I think we know. Yeah, blind date. When you can't see, it's dark. Yeah, come on in. Ooh, ouch, ouch. Yeah. Turn off the lights. Who's stepping on my hair? We don't know. Okay. If you're not familiar with Explore, that's where you can find things like hot takes, vibes, fast chat, and swipe night. Swipe night? Watch out. So the blind date feature available from 6 p.m. to midnight. It's under that fast chat category. It'll give you the chance to message a user for a very short time before you decide if you're going to swipe left or right. So it adds a mini chat option before you swipe left or right. And then if it all works out, you'll answer a short series of icebreaker questions. You'll get paired with somebody, and then you'll be sent out into the world on a Tinder blind date. So it's not that blind because you know a little bit about them.
Right.
I've personally never been on a blind date. Has anyone in the room been on a blind date? No? No?
I don't think so.
V's thinking a little too hard.
No. I mean, I went on a date with a guy that asked for directions, but I picked it.
So you knew
him? Like,
it's
not like someone didn't set us up, so I don't think I went on a real blind date.
So, yeah, the blind date thing, I've only ever heard horror stories.
Right.
Because I've had friends that have gone on blind dates, and it's like, didn't make it through the date.
Which is crazy, because your friends know you.
Exactly.
So you think, okay, they're going to set me up with someone who they like, obviously I'm going to like, and then
them.
It's like totally wrong.
Also, so I think sometimes your friends think they know what's best for you,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they set you up with somebody, and you're like, what do you think I'm into?
Right. Yeah, I think that's kind of the same thing, like when your friend thinks that you're into something, and they know about that thing that they would get you for a gift, but you're like, well, I'm into that thing, but this isn't the kind of that thing I like.
Right.
I think it's similar with humans.
Right, I agree. I agree.
Whip would love to date a Lego master.
For example, yes.
Exactly, right, yeah. All I do for the next 20 years is give Whip Legos all the time. I'm like, hey, man.
That would work.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Here's a Lego of my heart. What? So we wanted to know if you have had a blind date. It's time for some blind date fails. 312-233-1019 or text us at 60123. Your blind date fail. I got set up with a guy in a rock band. This is from 708. because I was in classical musician and he showed up wearing thick foundation that did not match his skin.
Well, that was the main problem.
And yeah, because he wasn't interested, he told me I needed to pay for the dinner. Boo that man.
Oh, man.
Come on,
that's
man.
Rude.
I went out to dinner with a guy who was chewing gum the whole time, and then he stuck it behind his ear to save it for later.
No!
Was on a blind date with a guy from Chicago who drove out to Evanston to meet me. During the date, he revealed that he'd been living with someone he met on Craigslist, which was fine, whatever. But the guy was 20 years older than him, and he would sit on the couch and rub his chest nightly so they'd fall asleep. There's something else going on there. Probably.
Yeah, probably. And then the night got really interesting.
Boom. From a 224, went on a blind date with somebody. My friends had no idea that when we got there, we realized we were related.
Hey!
Oh, yikes.
You'll love to see it. Yeah. Hi, good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
You went on a blind date?
Oh, I did, sadly. My grandmother set me up on a blind date with the grandson of one of her friends.
I thought you were going to say grinder date. And I was like, wait a second. Grandma got that one wrong.
Right.
Okay, so grandma's, you got a grandson, and you guys decide to go out. Okay.
Yeah, and he was exactly what you would expect your grandmother's friend's grandson to look like. He was overweight, not shaved, sweater vest. It was just, he kind of smelled like grandma's couch.
Oh,
wait, should I take off this sweater vest?
Right, exactly. Wait.
Am I in the wrong here?
It's a problem.
But, he took me to this restaurant, and then he didn't ask me what I wanted or what I liked, and then proceeded to order for me.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
And it was a Chinese restaurant, so even worse. And then we ended up going to a club because I suggested it.
Yeah, hit
the club. Was so out of place, and I couldn't get rid of him fast enough, and I ended up getting the bouncer's phone number.
Oh!
There you go.
Hey. Watch out.
All's well that ends well.
Total loss.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Now, Michelle, a woman out there in Ontario, said that she and her husband have decided to start sleeping in separate beds, and it has made their love life much better because they're actually getting more sleep and they're in better general moods anyway.
Yeah.
Now, this study has been proven by a sex and relationship expert, Viviana Coles.
She was born to be that.
We
born
talk
to be
about that. Her all the yep. time.
Viviana. Yeah.
She says, quote, choosing to sleep in separate beds and even in separate rooms in order to increase the quality and frequency of great sleep is a wonderful way to enhance your sex life. Interesting. If you're looking forward to spending some quality time and intentionally focused time with your partner, that can get people's anticipatory reactions going, and that'll tend to lead to igniting a person's physical and psychological arousal.
I love the idea of all of this. I'm the only one not married here. Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
And I've asked my girlfriends who are married, I'm like, do you ever just lie in bed staring at the ceiling and go, wow, this is it forever. I will be sleeping next to this human being in one bed. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, not until you just scare me.
Now that you said it.
And so they've texted me the next morning and be like, it happened last night.
Really? I can tell you honestly, and this is not a line or anything, I honestly lay there and I'm like, I am so glad that you're here. Like, you know what I mean? That's my reaction.
That is so nice.
Yeah. And you'll maybe, I don't know, it's up to you if you ever want to get
married.
It's
not about not liking the person next to you. It's just the idea of like, you're never going to have your own space.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I get that.
I see both sides. Because I lay there and I'll be like, how do I get the sheets? He's cocooned himself.
Yes, now I'm
how cold. Do I get those without waking everybody up and causing an issue?
I get that because my wife can be a starfish sleeper. So it'll be like full starfish. And I'm like, I got a quarter of an inch over here.
Yeah.
And then her complaint is that I start too far on the other side of the bed. So she's squiggling over to get to me, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I'm on the edge anyway.
So you're kind of making your own case
it's
here.
My
a little
own,
bit.
A little
for
bit.
This,
watch out.
Separate, then get together for the special nights.
Whip, you and Mrs. Whip sleep in separate rooms, same room?
No, same room, same but room. Then she leaves a lot because I do. I don't know what's going on. I might need to visit Nikki's snoring people.
Yes, that's
because
a good idea.
I've been even waking myself up with the snoring lately, so I'm not sure what's going on. But yeah, if I wake up in the morning and she's still there, I'm proud. And if she's not still there, I understand.
I'm proud.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
So those are our sleeping arrangements, but we want to know yours. Are you sleeping in separate beds? What was the reason? And has it improved the love life? We don't need the details and the specifics, none of the sticky stuff. We just need to know, has it improved the love life? 312-233-1019 or text us at 60123. You finally did it. You made the decision to sleep in separate beds, and it's actually been a big positive in the relationship. From an 847, we sleep in the same bed, but we have separate blankets, and it is a game changer.
That is clutch.
Nikki,
smart.
That's what you need.
Yep.
That's what you guys need.
Yep.
Yep, we're in separate beds, so that when we do sleep in the same bed, it makes it more special. That's from a 708.
Oh,
I like that.
Nice.
708. Also, we sleep in separate beds because he snores so bad.
Whip.
This is my wife right here.
It might be.
She's texting in. She was just actually going to call you and tell you this, but she's like, I'm going to text her on the topic. Yeah.
But to be honest, it has not improved our sex life, but I do enjoy having my own bed and my own space.
Yeah, that's definitely her.
We've slept in separate beds since we moved in together 4 years ago, and we love it. But sometimes we sleep over in each other's rooms.
Ooh,
so that gives
yeah.
you that like fresh dating vibe. Okay, I kind of like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my place or yours.
Yeah, which one? We stopped sleeping together just after we got married in 2009, and we just started sleeping in the same bed again in the past 2 weeks. And honestly, we are so much closer now. Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So you had that time away. And then this one I just liked from a 929. I don't even know where that is. My girl was pregnant. I've never been able to be the guy that could say my girl.
My girl.
Like, yeah, whip is.
Yeah.
Robin Thicke in an interview was like, yeah, me and my lady. I'm like, oh, man. I don't know if you're a jerk, but that sounded really cool.
I don't know, but plenty of people say you are a jerk, so
yeah,
you might
so
be.
You might be.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to be the guy that says my lady. From a 929, my girl was pregnant, so I moved to the guest room for about 6 months, and both of our sleep was amazing. Mm. But to me, the love life is still the same. No big change. So, yeah. Every guy's texting in, they're like, what do I got to do?
Yeah, right? You're making hilarious. Promises,
yeah,
Chris.
Classic
come on.
Relationship issues.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
We just had a conversation about a commercial that played a few minutes ago where they pronounced a realtor, realtor.
Realtor.
And so I thought, my wife is a realtor. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm trying to put on Toy Story.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Our 2.5-year-old right now is like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Also, we talked about sleeping in separate beds. We're good, right? Okay, great.
So,
thanks, sweetheart. Love it. Okay, so they pronounced it realtor, which I said mm-hmm. sounds like a superhero that has like dinosaurs around them. How do you and your cronies say it?
Okay, so it is actually spelled correctly and pronounced realtor, but colloquially, everyone says realtor.
Right.
Realtor.
Right. But they'll add that extra syllable like you just did, which I said is what I think the realtor people probably are like, we're going to change the focus and make people get rid of that syllable right. that doesn't exist and focus on the or part. But I don't think anybody really does.
Is that fair?
I have no idea why it's pronounced differently than it's spelled, but I say realtor all the time. But obviously when I type it out, I say it's spelled realtor.
Right, but you're not pretentious.
Yeah. Have you been corrected?
I don't want to say it wrong.
Yeah. Has anyone told you no? No, no, no. You're a realtor, not a realtor.
Right.
No one has said that to me.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to bump into some woman named Linda, yeah. though, at yeah. like an open house. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Amy, please.
Yeah.
Real tour.
You need to represent the company.
Yeah, you're not a real
tour. The entire profession.
Yeah. Amy, this will make you feel great. My mom's been a real tour for approximately 50 years, something yeah. along those lines. And she says it just like you guys, like a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris has told me about your mom. He said that she'd be a great mentor for me.
She might be a mentor or a mentor.
Oh, man. No.
One of the two.
There's a slippery slope.
I'm just not sure it's going to get any better than that. All right. Well, thank you for taking some time out of your morning with the kids to say hi to us. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Enjoy right. Toy Story.
You know, oh I know God. You don't, babe, I know you don't like coffee, but maybe get on it. No, I'm not as a shot, you know.
No, just get on it is funny yeah. phrasing.
That's why he suggested maybe something. That you roll up and smoke a little bit. That
yeah.
might.
You know those guys who are buying flowers the day after Valentine's Day to make
That's
up
me.
For something?
Yeah.
Yeah. See you there, Chris.
Okay, love you.
Love you, bye.
Okay, bye.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Now, sometimes folks, to get in the mood, they'll throw on something a little sexy, something a little scantily clad. That gets Ooh. Some people going. On a personal note, for me, I don't think it's worth the investment because it doesn't stay on long.
Girl, yep. As a girl, I can like I feel the same way. I'm like, hey, yeah. enjoy this. Keep it on for a while. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
I spent money on it. It
right.
was very difficult to get into.
I like a Snickers bar a lot. I don't give a crap about the wrapper. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to get to that candy.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'll give you on that one. But there's some personality things that we can associate with your lingerie. The good news is this study was done by AOL, which is still a thing.
Wow.
All yeah. right.
That's now, what they're doing now.
It took us 10 years to get the study because it was dial-up, but we
yes.
have it.
Yeah.
We have it. And we've got mail. Okay. Here is what your personality says, your lingerie, I'm sorry, says about your personality. If you're rocking coordinated sets, okay, so that's they come together, the top and bottom clearly match and belong together, or they play off one another in some cute way. You are a perfectionist, and you're detail-oriented. You enjoy being neat, tidy, and organized, and color-coordinating your lingerie is what makes you feel best. Okay, I like
okay,
that.
Okay, so one person's lingerie matches with his or her own lingerie, not with another person's lingerie.
Correct, yeah. Okay. It's like the top and the bottom match.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe there's a leg moment and that all goes together.
Got
that
it.
Sort of a thing.
Got it, got it.
If you're rocking boldly patterned, sparkly, or sequins, you are an attention getter and you are dynamic. You love being noticed. You enjoy calling attention to yourself. So a boring and blech wardrobe is out of the picture for you.
Okay.
I hate glitter. Like, if I get, like, and I know my daughter is very into all of the Disney stuff, so I know Disney princess stuff is going to show up eventually, and it's going to have glitter on it, and I fear it. And
but even if you get a gift bag with glitter on it, I'm like, why would you do this to me? Now it's going to be my car,
it's
then
everywhere.
In my house, then it's everywhere.
And imagine it in the sheets. That's...
Yeah, please. No, forget about it.
Forget. Yeah. Imagine a lot of other places.
Yeah. Woo. All right. If you're rocking anything that is see-through, so you can see right through it, you're confident and you're honest, okay? So that just means that... you're ready to just get after it. It's see-through.
Mm-hmm.
You've got nothing to hide inside or out, whether or not your body is a picture perfect. Your sense of self is super strong. Good for you. That's a confidence booster right there. I like that. All right. This is where we just get rid of it all. Nothing at all. You're forgetting about it. You're like, I don't even need it. Mm. You're spirited and you're free thinking. You think outside of the box and you don't like conforming to most people's points of view.
What do they say about a Guns N' Roses t-shirt?
Guns N' Roses t-shirt. Let me see. You know what? We'll put that under simple cuts.
Okay.
Okay?
That's
our final category.
Just curious.
You're practical and you're sensible. You love and enjoy your life, but you don't like to waste money on overindulging.
And you don't need to.
You get your kicks by purchasing pretty things that can be worn or concert t-shirts from the mid-90s that you can rock more than once. There you have it. That is what your lingerie says about your personality. And now we know. Leave glitter out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
That's all everyone's asking
everywhere.
For. Just
everywhere.
Forget about it. It's just going to get anywhere.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on The Morning Mix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about this a little earlier. Adele in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a potential thing?
Well, she's saying she would never perform.
Oh,
I don't know about never. You know what I mean? I think it's easy to say that. But
she's already just moved on from Vegas.
She said, first of all, I'm not doing the Super Bowl. I mean, come on. The show is not about music. And I can't dance or anything like that. But she does say they were very kind. They did ask me. But I said no.
Wow. No. In the words of what is sure to be a future Super Bowl performer, Justin Bieber, never say never.
Right. That is kind of, it's a little early to say.
A little early.
Never.
But
anyway.
It's kind of like a humble brag. Like, they asked me, but I said no.
It is a very humble brag, So
I also said no to Vegas, which I said yes to.
I said yes to Vegas, then no.
Then no to Vegas.
Yes, and no, maybe. And then two people who will be working together, this is pretty cool, they have worked together before, Katy Perry and Madonna.
Oh.
So they were in Be on Madonna video in 2015. So you know how nervous I get? Like, I swear like a sailor off the air, but then I get on the air and
you're
I'm like,
I can't say effing Madonna. Hang on.
No, hold on. So yeah, they are going to be working on a song together. And Madonna's been very busy because she's working on a biopic. So she's got that she's been working on.
Oh, right.
And then she's got a remix album she's working on and asked Katy Perry to be part of it. And all of this is to celebrate 4 decades since the release of her 1982 single, Everybody, in October.
Wow.
So it'll be 40 years of Madonna in October.
In a related story, Madonna has reached out to the Super Bowl no less than 35 times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saying,
like,
I'm
it again.
I'm
she did it
go.
Again. Yeah, yeah. She did it. I don't remember how many years ago that was.
It's all running together, but she definitely did it.
She's done it.
Yep.
So look for that. And then, we talk about the music department a lot of times.
Yes.
And it's about all we get so many songs. So many songs submitted to us that we will listen to. And it's kind of like tasting wine. If you've ever gone wine tasting, you know, that first couple, you're like, ooh, I can the tannins and the notes. And then by like glass five, you're like, I don't know what I'm drinking.
It's music.
It's kind of the same thing. You hear a lot of songs, but some of them cut through. And this is one that we heard in our music meeting the other week that we were like, you know what? The lyrics in this are very, very, they're kind of sad, but inspiring and cool. And it just sounds good. So we wanted to play it.
For me, and I might be wrong, but I get notes of, on the wine tip, I get notes of Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson in this in a very positive way for me.
I could see that.
Yeah,
yes.
I like it.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Gross habits that your partner might have. You know, they do some weird stuff around the house or even simple things like they always leave the cereal bowl out on the coffee table. And by the end of the night, there's just like weird milky Fruit Loop sludge.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I bet everyone's got something.
Something,
no
right?
one's perfect in this realm. Mm-mm.
Well, thankfully, lifehacker.com decided to do a study to find out what are the gross habits that will totally ruin a relationship. And we have the top six. Okay?
Okay.
You can get a top 10 anywhere. You can get a top 5. Those words don't rhyme with mix, but 6 does. So here's the deal. We've got them. This might end your relationship. Maybe they're red flags. Maybe this will be a moment for you where you go, about yourself. So it's time to look inward. Coming in at number 6, gross habits that can ruin your relationship. You leave your toenail clippings everywhere. Violetta is vomiting.
That is unbelievable.
It's so gross. I had a roommate back in the day that would sit on the couch and do that and just leave them there. I'm like, dude.
I don't even like the sound of the toenail clippers. Like, if I can hear it in the distance, when I used to live with my parents, I feel like they clip their toes all the time. I'm like, people, when I'm not home.
Famously, you've never clipped your own.
I don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to get into it?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I've never clipped my own toenails and, like, People really are concerned for my life about that. Yeah.
Well, I can't believe it's never, though. I don't know if we want to go down this rabbit hole, but so you get it professionally done.
Well, like my grandma used to do it.
Okay.
And
that's
my mom
what I was
used to
say.
Do it.
But up until what age?
Yesterday.
That's the confusing part. Did you go to a manicure at age 9? Or were they still doing it?
They were still doing it for me until, I was like 12.
Okay.
Hours.
I will add to this, I have never trimmed Violetta's toenails. So it's the same thing.
But if you did, can you throw them out, for God's sake?
I would 1,000% throw them out.
Around.
Yeah. Well, yours I might save. Coming in at number 5, these are gross habits that will ruin a relationship. It's your mixed top 6. Number 5, picking at your earwax. Like you're sitting on the couch and you're just digging in there looking for a little...
You know when someone grabs something to do it?
Oh.
My grandma does that with her knitting needle.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, that's safe. Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
Might ruin the relationship between you and her. 6 gross habits that can ruin your relationship. In at number 4, you leave all your loose hair in the shower. Now, my wife does that thing where, like, because women with long hair, your hair comes out when you're washing it or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll just be like a clump of it stuck to the shower wall.
Yeah.
But now we have like a glass thing, so it's like stuck to the glass. And then I walk in, I'm like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, I like to rinse it off, but then I leave it in the drain.
Yeah, in the drain.
Sometimes you just like, you know what, at 4 in the morning, I'm not going to notice that. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. For real. Coming in at number 3, the top 3. These are your mixed top 6 gross habits that will ruin your relationship. In at number 3, that open door bathroom policy.
Oh, yeah.
Some couples have that. They just leave it wide open and just let it blow out. Nobody cares. You're right there. There's that movie, This is 40, with Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole scene where he's in there and they're talking. I'm like, oh, I don't think you can do it.
No.
That's not a thing in our house.
If it's number 1.
Eh, I still think that I got to have a little bit of my own private time at some point.
I'm team V on this one.
Team V on that one? I will say, if you have kids, you know, my 2.5-year-old just walk in. Hey, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, look away, child. Look away.
Yeah, they don't care. They're fascinated by
they don't mind.
1 and 2.
It also helps them figure out how to do it.
Well, exactly.
Gross habits that will ruin your relationship, your mixed top 6. Number 2, you wipe snot on the sheets.
Oh, my gosh.
People do this?
Well, where are you supposed to put it?
Lifehacker.com found out that people do this?
Whoa.
Disgusting. All right, and the number 1 gross habit that will ruin your relationship. In at number 1, deadly farts.
Oh.
Fair. Yeah. A quote from a Lifehacker.com frequent visitor. My wife is a vegetarian, and she has the most smelly, deadly farts. I might leave her. There you go.
Okay.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Now, a lot of folks, when they are giving birth, they prefer to be left alone.
Okay.
That happens often, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But you always see in the movies or like on Friends, everybody's in there. They're all in there hanging out, drinking a cup of coffee. Like, how you doing? You need a cold towel? Boil water, but get cold towels. Rip up the sheets. You're like, what's going on? Why are you all in here? A woman on Reddit posted and wanted to know, is she the jerk in this scenario?
Okay.
Because here's what happened. They were having dinner a couple of weeks before she was due to go into labor.
Okay.
It was her husband, and his mom, her mother-in-law, at dinner. her mother-in-law at one point brought up a request, and she thought it was going to be like, oh, you know, I recommend you use these kind of diapers, mm-hmm. or rearrange the nursery this way, like just, you know, motherly kind of advice things.
Yeah.
But in fact, she said, I would like to be present in the delivery room while you're giving birth.
Oh.
To which this woman said, well, no, I only want two people in that room. I want my husband in the room, mm-hmm. and I want my mom in the room,
mm-hmm.
which then made it more difficult for the mother-in-law because she was like, well, why does your mom get to be there for the birth of the grandchild, but I don't get to be there? And she responded, well, when your son gives birth, you can be in the room, which I say two snaps, touche.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Ooh.
But she wants to know after all of this, am I the jerk because her husband lost it and said that it's a good idea to have my mom in there. I think it's a great idea to have her, and it would be really supportive, and she's a grandmother too. And she was like, no, no, it's I'm the one doing this.
Right.
And only my mom and you are in there, and that's the deal.
Yeah.
And that's what they boiled it down to. But now she needs to know, am I the jerk?
Hmm.
I do not think she is a jerk. I think that's her call, and I think she made the right one.
Yeah.
That's intense. Did you have other people in the room?
I was a big fat no on that,
okay.
Yeah. But I will tell you, my husband's sisters were in the room when he was born.
Oh.
So it was like a family affair when he was born. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll still say, like, I remember watching. And to me, I'm always like, wow, like, how many people were in there? Like, was that a party?
Right.
What's going on?
We got way out in front of it. And early days of my wife's pregnancy, we were like, hey, it's just going to be us in there.
Yeah.
And you know what? We don't even want you to come to the hospital.
I said the same thing. But it's totally up. But it's such an individual thing.
1,000%.
Yeah.
It's totally up to you. Like, so we didn't see anybody until we got home. But
yeah.
Whip, did you and your wife have folks around?
Yeah. You know, it was actually like the Bears were playing Tampa Bay during the one birth I remember. So that was for me, I don't remember who else was around, but I know
well,
I
Matt
was
Forte
really,
came in.
I was like, my head was going one way, my head's going the other way. I'm like, everything, okay, good on both sides, perfect.
All right, so Whip had his own experience.
Yeah.
We were solo in the room. You guys were solo in the room, it sounds like.
Yeah.
This woman needs to know, am I the jerk? And we want to solve it for her. So text yes or no to 60123. She said no to her mother-in-law. You can't be in there. 89% of the Morning Mix audience has spoken and said, nope, you are not the jerk.
Yeah.
Right.
Not at all.
Yep.
Not at all.
What is it? What's I heard this once. It's the mom's job to ask, and it's the wife's job to say no.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're
allowed to ask,
sure.
But she's allowed to say no.
Right. And if you ask the question, you got to be prepared for either answer.
Right.
You know? Anyway, there we have it. 89% say no, she is not a jerk at all.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, Tim Hortons CEO says that he is a believer. The Canadian coffee chain said that their collaboration with Justin Bieber back in November boosted their sales and is continuing to draw in customers. Their sales were apparently down 11% this time last year. Now they are up. Growing over 10% in the fourth quarter. That is a lot of dough.
Yo, hey, babu.
Hello. And so the limited edition Tim Biebs Tim Bites are still available. It's the pop star's three favorite flavors. They won't list online where I can find what those flavors are, but you got to go and check them out.
Cash, money.
Yeah.
And dough.
You just have to go to Canada.
And you can get them.
Yeah.
Right. Blame Canada.
Tim Hortons, also known as Timmy's. Timmy Hoes.
Timmy Hoes.
Timmy Hoes.
All that, yeah.
That's what the Canadians call it.
Very cool. I've never been to one. Have you?
Sorry.
Yeah, I've been to one.
Oh, really?
I too have been to one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's good.
You guys are so worldly.
It was tasty.
Yeah. All the way up in Canada.
Yeah.
Kind of like Dunkin', though. Like, it's kind of Dunkin'.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty
which
much
is
Dunkin'.
Why it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad.
In at number two, another thing that is not bad, Lobster Fest is happening at Red Lobster, people. If you know, you know. You can get the Red Lobster's Lover's Dream. That's a roasted rock lobster tail, butter poached lobster tail, lobster with shrimp linguine. That is served with two sides as well as extra butter and lemons on the side. You can also get the Seafair Feast. That's broiled lobster tail, grilled shrimp scallops, garlic shrimp, and then some other kind of shrimp that they call Walt's favorite shrimp. All of that. But then it doesn't stop there, people. There are also lobster-inspired cocktails, which I've had a couple of.
Hey, how about some lobster juice?
Right? How
with
gross.
A vodka.
But wonderful. So there's a lobster Caesar. That's vodka with lime, and then it's topped with a lobster tail. And then there's also a lobster Rita. Yum.
All right.
She's really nice.
Nowhere in there did you met lobster Rita. Nowhere in there did you mention cheddar biscuits.
The biscuits are what people
go
for.
That's the whole point you go
That's the whole point where I said, if you know, you know.
Yeah, I see.
I have never seen Violetta be this excited about it. You screamed, really, when you realized.
I love Lobster Fest, but it's sneaky expensive. Like, Red Lobster is not a cheap place to go.
Right.
Like, you think it's a chain, and you think, like, oh, I'm going to get a deal.
Not if you want a Lobsterita.
You know? Yeah.
Whip has eagerly been trying to weigh in.
No. Here's what I'm going to do this right now, and I'm going to preface it by saying I do not want to make things all about me, but in this particular case, I am just going
to
say this one thing, because I don't think that Chris knows about this, and I feel like you guys do. Many moons ago, I did the voice on a Red Lobster commercial, and I pretty much sounded exactly what she just did. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Many, many years ago.
What was the premise of the commercial?
It was like, it may have been Lobster Fest, or it was like Shrimp Fest or something like that, but yeah.
Roughly the year? I want to see if I can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, it is on YouTube. I could look for it. I was not prepared for this moment, but I figured that the opportunity doesn't present itself too often for me to talk about that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. Yeah. So you know all about the lobster lover's dream.
Tangy lemon pepper shrimp, fried and more. I think that was part of the script.
Wow.
You have to find this.
Yeah, I can try to find it.
Yeah, please,
the show. People are out there in their cars like, who cares?
No. We really don't.
But this one's going to hit close to home for you as well, Whip. Coming in at number one,
ooh.
Coldplay and Selena Gomez are taking to the skies in a behind-the-scenes look at their music video, Let Somebody Go. So that video came out at some point. I'm sure you know the exact date, Whip, but it did. And now the clips are going behind the scenes showing you how they choreographed that high-flying, very expensive and cool set.
Yeah, so, what's wild is they filmed the whole thing in a Red Lobster. People don't know that.
Totally. They got taste.
People don't know that.
Just add some butter and lemon and it's going to be spectacular.
Ooh. And that's our flash briefing?
Yeah, it is.
All right. On the Morning Mix. All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.